Kum lenen a blak gemara. Daf yud ches amud aleph. And we're trying to learn out that if the kohen is missing clothes and he serves the base of midrash, not only is he allowed, but he actually ruins the carbon. So we're up to here. You're telling me right in the middle of the page. Akati, the last word of the line is Akati, right in the middle of the page of Yuches Amad Aleph, Amad Aleph. Akati, still have a question. Mahocha Nafka, you're telling me we learn out from the pasuk where it says you should girdle him with a gartel. And then Vahoysalahem Kuna, that's when they become a Kayin. L'chayde, Mahosam Nafka, we learn it elsewhere. It says in the pasuk, Nosnu v'nei Aran HaKayin, that they should place on the Mizbeach, you know, the fats and all that. It said they should place on the Mizbeach. It says HaKayin. What do you mean HaKayin? Everyone knows what Aran is. It's just serving Nosnu v'nei Aran. We mean HaKayin. Biki Hunai, while he's dressed like a Kayin, while he performs like a Kayin, he has to wear all his clothes. Limid. And here we, and the Baraisi said, what do you learn out from here? We learn out from here that a Kohen Gadol shalavash big de Kohen Hagid, so it's not appropriate dress for him. He wore the clothes of a Kohen Hagid on the four of Gadim. V'avan avidasei psula, it is possible. So we already know from this pasuk here, from HaKohen, that a Kohen is not wearing the right clothes, it's possible. What do I need a pasuk over here from V'hayisalem kunim?
We don't need it to say Kohen that he wears the clothes.
It's an extra word, HaKohen.
We'll not HaKohen, yeah, but if we say Aaron, we know he's a Kohen, we know he's got to wear the clothes.
Yeah, that's exactly. It's come to teach you that if he's not wearing the right amount of clothes, the korban becomes possible. I mean, when is he called Aron HaKohen? Only if he's dressed properly like a kohen. It says him like this. Ima hosam, from the case of the Braisa, I mean, I would have thought. Yeah. If, you know why you need also this particular pasuk, if we only had the pasuk of the Vahoysa Lehem Kohuna, I would have thought. If the Kohen is doing an avoida that is critical for the kapara, for example, the zrika, whatever it is, things which are important for the kapara, and if he's not wearing his clothes, then it's no good. What's he doing in this pasuk? He's putting the extra emodium on the mizbech, which is not vital. I would have thought, so if he's not wearing his right clothes, it's all right. What do you mean over here? We don't need the kohen zitput. There's an eish min hashamayim on the mizbech, constantly burning. And it's only a mitzvah ba'almo to bring him in a hedyet, that he should bring his own. And let's say he brought the wrong amount of clothes, as if the fire he didn't bring his own, but he still yates it with the fire in melamayla. So that's what it says. So we need this pasuk v'nosan to tell you that even other activities, the kohen has to be wearing all the right clothes. I should let it just say this pasuk here, and we don't need the pasuk v'hoyislam kuna. I would have thought then that who said that hakohen means regarding clothes? All we know is that he has to be like a kohen. But what? It's only in the other pasuk where it says put him on a gartel, and then it says it says v'hoyislam kuna. That's the only case of place we know that there's a connection between the clothing and the kuna. Okay, we need Bob's looking. Fregi Molevite, Bakati, Mahoch, and Nafka, from here. Mahoch and Nafka, we learn from there. It says in Pasik, the Orchu bnei Aron HaKohenim, they should set up the Aron HaKohenim, Esan HaSochim, the pieces and the different parts of the animal, and place it on the Mizbeach. And it says here again, HaKohenim. We know we're talking about bnei Kohenim. What do you mean, HaKohenim? Mikan, from here we learn out, Lekoyen Hedye, Faket, if a Koyen Hedye, Chalovash, Big the Koyen Godul, here we're talking about an ordinary kohen. And he will learn exactly the opposite before. If a kohen hedya decides to wear more clothing than he should, va'ovad avidas ipsul, it is possible. So what do you, it's a l'cheda, why do you need the pasuk we had before? What do you need this pasuk for? What are you both looking for? Says the Gemara, ima hasam, if we only had the first pasuk, have me never thought, hani milichisa. He's supposed to wear four clothing, four vestments, and he only wore three, so it's missing. Aval yitza, but if he wears more than he's meant to wear, who said that is possible? Loi, kamashalon, comes to hear a teacher, a kohen hedyid wears a kohen gadol, he's wearing more clothes than he's expected, it also is possible. Says the Gemara, now we can stop doing Rashi over time. Turn up what we learned. If the guy looked like a schlump, his clothing was dragging on the ground. No, was the clothing a bit too long? Or Mr. Lucky, he was wearing a bit too short. Right, they were way above the ground because they were too short. Meshuchokim, they were old and falling apart and tatters. But over David Dust, in all these cases, avoid the exchange caution. It says the pasuk midoy bad, the chayin has to be measured according to him. It's only lechatchila, but not ma'akiv. What about lova shnei michnasayim? He's wearing two pairs of pants. Shnei avneitim, two gartlach. Choser achas, yeser achas, or he's missing one of his clothes, or he actually additional clothing. Here we see if you have extra clothes as well. If he had a bandage on a flesh wound, tachas begodai beneath his clothing, so that's a chatzitza between his flesh and the clothes. There's another bandage there. Or if it was a cake of mud was on top of it. Or this was tatters. Not that it was getting old, but rather that it was torn, ripped. But over that it doesn't know these cases that avoid the psula is possible. Even though the Brice just said that Mirusholin, if it's too long, was selecting too short, it is kosher. Comes along, he says, Mirusholin, if it's too long shading, it is kosher. Of a Misulokin, if it's too short, psulin, it is possible. And midivad on the chatchila. How can the Rabbi Huda say that on the Mishmul? What time you just learned the Brice, Misulokin shading, if it's too short, it is kosher. Omar Ramachal gives an answer. It depends like this. Like Kasha. Kansha silken nadi avna. Really, the clothing was all right, but you put a belt so tight and you lifted the pan or whatever it was. So you lifted it. That's why it's short. No, it's a gartel. It's as if it's not there. If the gartel wouldn't have been there, the dress would have been perfect size. So that's why the Braisa says that it's kosher, even though the poil is now short because you did something to shorten it. So therefore, it's, we discount it as if it's not there. Can the less no me cut a cloud, but here the chachilu was cut short, then it is possible. Rav Amar, Rav says, Echadzeh, whether it's too long, whether it's too short, if it's not through a gartel, possible it is possible. We'll soon talk about that. Rashi, two lines at the top. Sorry? You made it short. Short dress. Short clothing. Not because the gartel is pulling it up. Rashi Mikuron top line Mikuron torn. I feel him in Achadosh. The brand new clothes. Alav begadu haro lavoida. If it's too short, it's not suitable. The beina lechovid l'sifares. When a kohen works, it has to be a pride and it has to be with dignity, it has to be with splendor, and it's not here. Can she silken the avnet if beetsim it's the right size, but you just lifted it because of the gartel mishi kurtzir balaza kurtzir. Maybe nashim oises like women normally do. Kshein is kosher. Do isnu is really there. However, the Rav comes along and says, Echadzev, Echadzev, Echem Rishon, whether it's too long, Echem is long, whether it's too short. Yoyisim and I, too short, Shaloyai de Avna, not through a gartel, it is possible. So he says here that if it's too long, it's possible, and we have a problem with that because in the Braisa it says clearly if it's too long, it's a chatchila, it's not good, but the Evid is kosher. We'll soon see. Says the Gemara, Rav Huna, Iklil Argiza. Rav Huna once came to a town called Argiza. Romalei Bar Ushpizichne, the son of the host, asked to throw at him a question. Me, Omar, let's first talk about Shmuel. Did Shmuel say, Mirushol, he said, Tamachach used to run these taverns. Me, Omar, Shmuel, the son of Lee. Me, Omar, Shmuel, Mirushol, and Shane, Shmuel said that if it's a long is kosher, but Mesulakim still as short as possible. The Braisa clearly says that short is also kosher. But Tanya Mesulakim shading on Malay. So Rav Huna said to him, Bar Mino, remove this question. It's not a question. You know why? Dahi, this question, the Shani Rambachama, this question that you have about the fact that it's too short, and how can Rav Huna Mishmul say that it's possible when the Braisa says kosher? We already had Rambachama answer. It depends. If it's Be'etzim short, cut short, then it's possible. The Braisa don't matter. Be'etzim is it's all right, the right size. You just took a gartel and you pulled it up. But
does it mean for each coin
it has to be his size. Midday ba, it has to be his measurement. Yes. Yes, yeah. Not, yeah, whatever, yeah. Exactly. Yes. Like a uniform, has to be your size. El Rav, Kasha, but Rav is a problem. Because Rav says that if it's too long, it is possible. And the Braita clearly says that Mirusholim, if it's too long, it's Kasha. V'chi Tema, and if you're going to tell me, my Mirusholim, you can tell me this. You can tell me exactly the opposite. Too long, when the Braisa says that too long is kosher, means Be'etzim is too long, but you pulled it up, so and you put a gartel on, you pulled it up, therefore it's kosher. That's why the Braisa says it's kosher. And Rav is talking about it's long and it's dragging on the floor. Can't be. Because if you tell me that if you pulled it up with a gartel, it's kosher, what are you telling me? That it's as if it's not long anymore, because the gartel is pulling it up. And yet when it was too short, and you told me a minute ago that the Braisa said that it's kosher, is because it's as if the gartel does not exist. Make up your mind. Is the gartel existing and as if the material is not there? Or is it the gartel is not existing, we look at the material as if it is there? Still, that's the problem with the Rav. When the Braise says long, it's kosher, talking about when you pulled it up. And Rav says long, it's possible, talking about you left it the way it is. The avid megid ogis, and the braisa learns that it's kosher because as if the gartel cut down the extra material. El musalaki kashe bezay. The musalaki, if the gartel cuts off, then goes back to the question we had before when it's too small. And the braisa said it's kosher. Rav and Shmuel both say it's possible. And you told me the braisa thing is kosher because really it's the right size you just picked up the gartel. So what are the right size according to you? And when you pick up a gartel, as if the rest of the material is not there, so how can it be kosher? Amar Rav Zeda, Rav Zeda said, you're right, but you misunderstood the Rav. Rav is not talking about two cases, Merushalin, Mesulokin. Chodot Tani, he's talking about one case. Merushalin, he's saying here that if it's dragging, Shesilka de Avnet, it's one case. That Merushalin is that if it's dragging, Shesilka de Avnet, and you pulled it back through a gartel chain. In other words, a gartel is as if it's cut off. So when the Braisa says that a short one is kosher, the Braisa is talking about in all cases a short one is kosher. Even if it's if literally short, it's still kosher. When it comes long, you know why it's kosher, the Braisa? Because you had a gartel. Because the gartel cuts off. And I'm talking about that you didn't use a gartel, Rashi. Rashi, Ella Rav Kasha Mirusholin, to the second line, Mikhitim Mirusholin Machsha, Tonaki Gunja Silkun Adla Mudose, that he lifted it up, I to the right measurement of the Avdur Gartel, Kamachsha, Litana, why is the Hanak Kamachsha, a very long dress if you pull it up at the Gartel? A very long clothes, the Sabri hold, Avnin Megas Gayis, that the water Avnin, the Gartel cuts off. Since it hides the extra material, claim a kosher. Shadi Avnin have like a chayter and be cut off neitel head. Yes, Shemen, Machshir kosher. Nu emesong ebes a hakar Rav says mesulokin diktonik shadin. Rav says the braisa mesulokin kosher, and Rav said that it's possible. And the way we explain the braisa kosher is when it's really the right side, you pull it up. But was that help? According to you, the gartel cuts off.
Because when the gartel pulls it up and it's the right length, it doesn't take.
It does because you just explained that if the braisa when it says that if it's very long, it is kosher. Is because it's the right length. But it's too long, but you pulled it up and you held it by a gartel, so it's kosher. But the fact is it's too long, it doesn't matter because the gartel cuts off, the hides the rest of the material. So the gartel does cut it off. So I can't have both ways. The stam is salakin givayim and a karka lemaila maragla of mashma. Masalakin means above your feet. Do a rav lek lukma. You can't tell me you're still going to have him throw a gartel. Can the tarts of Shmuel like you answer the corner of Shmuel? Do a korchel a rav because according to Rav, since he also includes the case was too long, the shani lisilik avne megits agit bahashna have a kuluk, it's already mikotah, it's all cut off. So we answer Rav Chodot Tani Lahanach Merushalim Shlokin the Braise Bechodot Milsa Tunnel. He learns that the Braise is talking about one case. Oh, the Braise, not his own words. Merushalim Shesilik Rishon De Avne. Merushalim means it's very long, and you pulled it up through a gartel, and the gartel cuts it off. Ad Kedemi Tosei Chain is kosher. Avon Mishlokin is nigh, but if it's taket picked up too high, Vadepsul. If it's picked, the Braise is not talking about a case where it's short. It's talking about a case where it's long, but it's now shorter because of the gartel, and the gartel cuts it off, and therefore it's kosher. I feel like they have it. Says the Moravite. Amar Rav Yim even said medifti merusholin shalay silken. Rav Yim medifti said amarushol shalay silken. That if you have it too long, that if you didn't pull it up. Is actually whether it's kosher or not kosher. Our braisa seems to say too long, we don't care, it's still kosher. Rav comes along and says it's only kosher if you pulled it up with the gartel, but if it drags it on the ground, it's not good. Even with the Yevet, Tanoi, he's actually a machlekes Tanoim. In other words, it's too much, too little, or not. The Tanya we learned, Al Arba confers to two braises. Regarding a talis, obviously if you have only three corners, it's an Al-Chaim and Tzitzis, whatever, you have five corners. You have five corners, incorporate four corners. Are you Chaim and Tzitzis on four of the five corners or not? This extra bit is as if it's a whole new dress, or we just say it's four corners, a little bit of an extra one. And this for Yechayv. The time we learned, a lot about Kamfas Ksuscha, on the four corners you have to put on tzitzis. Ashet Dechas, but yeah, we'll soon come back to that. Arba, only four Veloy Shalish, but if you're only three, obviously in a Chayv. Oh, yeah, in El Arba, Le Chomish, maybe it means if you have five also in a Chayv. Keshoimen Ashet Dechas, but anything you use to cover yourself comes to include even five corners. Hari Balas Chomish Amr, you include five corners. Ha Ma'ani Mekayim, so why is it Arba four? Arba Veloy Shalish, four, not three. Now, how do you know which one to include and which one to exclude? Freddy Gemora, Mara Ish, why do you deem it the Rabbi's Balas Chomish to include the five corners? The four out of the five, Yechayv. Veloy. Balas Shalosh to exclude the three. So we say, Mar bani bar l'chom. You know why I include the five? Because five includes four. Sheyesh b'chal chomish arba. Because five includes four. And the Torah says on four corners you put on tzitzis. So if you have five, you still put on tzitzis, not four. Or but a meitzi ani bar l'shalosh, exclude three. Sheyesh b'chal shalosh arba. Because three is less than four, obviously. So that's one b'raisa. So one b'raisa says that if you have more, it's still good enough. Rashi v'loy shalosh limid al talosh shabal shalosh comes from talosh of three corners. Shep turim and tzitzis, part of tzitzis. Eichi domi, how is that possible? You're going she eagle achas medala kinafer. For example, you round it off one of the four corners. You know, how can you have a bag with only three corners? So you say, because the fourth corner you made it round instead of being square. Bas chomesh going to chotach ma'at min hakonef. You cut part of the corner of the eagle and you didn't round it off. So now you have five. Like you have vents. Shenei moish etzkarnes and mokim chotach. Now where you cut, you have now two corners. The nasa kishtei kanef, like two corners. Back to the Gemara. V'tanya idol in another braise. Faker tabo that even five corners you put different tzitzis because extra ruins the whole thing. Al arba kafas kuscha arba v'lo shalosh arba v'lo chamish. Lochay, what's the machlekes? My love. But how come it's a machlekes? Marsava yes, command islami. That was that one of them holds that if it's the one holds that if that four is like if there is. One of them holds that if there's extra, that if it does not exist. So what do you have? Four corners, you chayv. And the other one says if it's extra, it's a whole new beged, and therefore you have five corners, you potter. Rashi. One says that you potter on five sova loyamarina, yes, a commander lesser dummy. El command is dummy. We look, we say you have extra materials. If it's, we don't say, oh, because extra material includes the short, the other material, so therefore it's all right. No. It's a whole new beged, it's five corner beged, you potter from sitters. But like Karina Le Basab is no longer a four-corner beged. But a man, the Mechayiv, see, the other one holds, yes, a commander less than I mean, since you need four and you have five, who cares about the fifth? It says if the fifth doesn't exist, it's only four. Lahai Chemishi, Gabba Murashal, Inami, the same argument here. If you have the right size and then you add more material, it's dragging on the ground. So one of them says, yes, Ki'isa Dummies, extra. Is what do you call it? Is like it's a whole new beggin, therefore it's not the size they have to have. It's puzzle. The other one holds yes, it can less. I mean, who needs the extra? We don't care. But the fact is, it includes the right amount, so therefore it's kosher. For gamma shonami lavi to begodim. So the gemara right. Loi no. Kuli alma. Everyone hold back to the gemara. Command the isadami. That what? That it's a new beggin. So I have a new beggin. So how come nothing? And therefore, if the beggin is too long for the koyin, it's puzzle. So how come my tzitzis, one guy says, if you have five corners, you still put on tzitzis? V'shayni hoch, we have a pasuk. The Rabbi Rachman, the Torah specifically included it, asher techasebo, anything you use to cover yourself. And because we have a specific pasuk to cover yourself, therefore we include that even a five-corner beged is chai. But really, if it's extra, it's like a whole new beged. A beged for the current too long is too long. The other opinion, hi asher techasaboy, my ovile. The other opinion, what does he do with asher techasaboy? What does he do with that? So the boy that we need for the Gitani, we learned uri isim oisai prad liksus laila. We need it for what we learned uri isim oisai. You know, we do the pasuk asher chasabah. On the one hand, it said there's two pasuk. One pasuk is isim oisai is coming to qualify it that the only time you chayv is if it's able to be seen. The other pasuk asher chasabah, I don't care what it is, as long as you cover yourself, you chayv tzitzis. How's it work? This is what we say. Uri isim oisai prat liksus laila. The exception is the machleik is Rashi and he's in the Rosh and all these and Rambam and everybody else. What does liksus laila mean? The liksus laila mean like Rashi is right here. Look at Rashi. Prat laila says Rashi tali so asuya liksus laila a night. Beged is potim latzitzis, but a day beged, no, it's according to Rashi. Night clothes, whenever you wear it, you potim latzitzis, and day clothes, whenever you wear it, even at night, you chayiv. Other Hashem hold no. Night means physically night. Whatever you're wearing at night is potter, and day means whatever you're wearing by day is chayiv. That's why in Shulchan Aruch says here, we don't know, there's been a few places in Shulchan Aruch says we don't know who the halacha is like. And that's why we wear tzitzis at night, because according to one opinion, you chayiv matoida in tzitzis. Because if it's a day beged, it doesn't matter when you wear it. You're always chayiv in tzitzis even at night. So, whichever way it is, if it's made specifically for night, it is potter from tzitzis. Back to Gemara. Maybe it means that a blind person's begadim are potter. Because you're wearing an asher techasba, and you're wearing a blind person's begadim also chayim and tzitzis. I guess this follows the opinion that says that a blind person is chayiv mitzvahs, which is the halacha shel Aruch. We don't follow Rabbi Yehuda that says that sum is patur mitzvahs. We hold that a blind person is chayiv. So therefore, his begun was a chayiv mitzvahs. Ha'mani mekayim. What am I going to do with it? It says udi isa moisei. Prat liksus laila. It's coming to include a blind person and exclude nighttime. How do we know? Umar Rayis, why do you think this way? Le Rabbi Susum Laila, as more explains. Marabani Susum, why am I including the Ksus of a blind person? She Yeshna Bariya, Eitzelachena. Others, as you can see, still, you can still fulfill it, Isa Maisai, because others can see it. The clothing of a blind person. Umaitzenixus Laila, Shebriyazachena. Nobody can see it at night. How does he know? The one who used Hashem Chasabah to teach you that a five-cornered beggar is also chayiv and four corners. How does he know about a blind person? He said the word asher is extra. He said asher to Chasabah. Asher is extra to teach you a blind person. Torah Mami learned a number of dinim bad. It says michasev bad midevad. We learned the word bad. First of all, sheishal butz. It has to be made out of linen. Number one. Number two. Bad she chadoshim, they should be new, and bad she heishazurim, they should be woven together. Even though the word bad means single, we say means woven. Bad she chutin kafel shishin, and should be spun six strings together. And bad she layilba shel chayli mon. Bad means only this, only wear the kain, should only wear his clothes that he was given by the Taita, and not add any of his own clothes as well. I understand she shall boots has to be linen. How come Ashlan is coming to teach you boots? It's only be linen, nothing else. El Abadche Chadoshim has to be brand new. Chadoshim means Chokin Loya, and if it's not brand new, you're not Yaitza. But Tani Milon means Chokin Chayitza, just like the Brice just a minute ago. That if it's old, you know, even though the Chatzkil is not ideal, it's still kosher. Omalei, so Rabbi Yosef answered back to the time, according to you, so you understand that all this is Ma'akiv. Let me ask a question. Later on, it says that Bad should have six woven together. Bad, how can it be? The word Bad is single. Doesn't mean each one should be on its own. You think when we learn all this from the word Bad? Can't be. How can you learn that it has to be a Kofel Shisha from the word Bad? This is what the Bryce is saying here. He's not saying we're learning from the word bad. He's telling you a number of dinim that has to be with the bad. Bogodim should never be bad. Those clothes where it says bad, linen, that the kohen has to wear. Tzrichin shehei shel boots, they should be. Now I'll give you a number of dinim. They should be made out of linen. Chadoshin, they should be new. Shezudin, they should be woven together. Shechut nikovah should be six springs. Yesh mehen lemitzah, the yesh mehen lakif. Some of them are lechatchila. For example, new. You're right, but the evidence, if it's not new, it's still kosher, the Brisa says, but ideally, it should be new, l'chatchila. And the other, that are ma'akiv, for example, linen, that's ma'akiv. And Rashi holds that it should be spun, and it should be spun with six strings, is also ma'akiv. How do you know the word bad means linen? Where do you see the word bad linen? Bad means usually single. Something that grows from the ground. Bad.
Aside from the word bad, what's ma'akiv and what's not?
That's what my colleagues are showing already. Because the word bad itself is something that definitely means linen, as we'll see how we learn in Russia. But how Rashi knows kofel shisha tastes has a problem with that. But. Chadashim is definitely kosher.
How do you know that's not ma'akiv?
Maybe it's halachim and sinai. Not from the psukim. Bad, something that grows from the ground, bad bevad. Each kernel, each seed grows on its own. You don't have two stalks growing from the same seed. Maybe it's wool. Maybe not a wool. Wool every hair that grows out of the animal comes from a different follicle. Amra mefatzel. No, the hair split as they grow. So therefore, it's not bad, not alone. Nukisna nami mefatzel. Linen also the seeds after it grows, you take it and you bang it and you split it. That's not natural. That you have to bang in order to break it. So we know that linen is the only thing that grows on its own. Tell you what, Ravina says. Ravina says, I learned from him the following. It says in the Pasik, Pare pishtim yiu aroisham. You know how bad means linen. They should wear hats of linen on their head. Umichne say pishtim yiu almasneim, and they should wear pants of linen on their girdle. We're talking about kohen, what they should be wearing. And here in Tanakh, it says Yecheskel says they should be wearing linen. It's clear. You know how we know bad in the Torah means linen? Because Yecheskel told us many years later that's what kohenim wear. Not because of this bad yudrosh over here grows on its own. And then it says, Lo Yakru Bayaza, they should not girdle themselves with Bayaza. We'll soon see what that means. So you're telling me the only way that we know that Kohenim wear linen is from Yepasin Yecheskel. Yecheskel lived towards the end of the first base of Migdash. So till then, what did the Kohenim wear? Well, Ados Yecheskel Minolam. We had this question of tinyness in other places as well. Until Yecheskel came along, how do you know? You might ask back with time according to you. Hodom Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda says the following. He says that an oral, somebody doing mala, ruins the avodah in the base of Midrash. And we ask, how do you know? The Torah doesn't say. But do Yecheskel, then Buzin the Madu, let me Yecheskel. It says the Pasuk, Kol ben Nechel aralei v'arabosa layovi migdashi. That every ben Nechel, whether he's an aralei v'arabosa, should not walk in the base of Midrash. And we know aralbosa means mila. So how do we know that an oral means bris mila? Maybe he's a goy or something. How do we know? From Yecheskel. No, and Achaba Yecheskel Minolan. How do you know till Yecheskel that a guy is not Gemala, cannot work in Mesimidish? Ela Gemara Gamila. We know, we always knew Halacha Mesimidish. But also Yecheskel, the Ask Kakra, Yecheskel, we're long and put on a Pasik. Hanami Gemara Gminilov. Here also, we knew it's Lenin until Yecheskel just put it in a Pasik. Okay, now we're talking about the Pasik. My Le Yachru Beyaza, that the Kohen should not girdle themselves in Beyaza. They should not gartle themselves and put their clothes, press their clothes very close to themselves, where the gartle can get all sweaty. In other words, the sweat, the perspiration, because they worked very hard, will come through the clothing, into the tunic and everything else, onto the gartle. It shouldn't go below the loins, not above the elbows. Right with the elbows, below the elbows. On the side. I'm going to ask him about us. And Zim the Chodah once have a Keim that was standing. Kamei, the Izgada Malka was standing before of a king whose name was Izgada. Avi Madile Hamanoi. I was standing there and my gartle was a bit too high. Vetisayinele. And he lowered it. The king went and he lowered. Rashi was the king of Persia. He lowered my gartel v'amali, and he actually said, "Mamleches koinim v'goy kodesh, your whole nation of koinim." And not that he was a koin, but your amarayim, your whole nation of koinim, and your and how you walk around like a shlum, buksiv b'chu. It says by you, so you got dressed like a mensch. We don't want to see perspiration all over you. Kiyasi come and make him a meimar amalei akayim bach. When he came before a meimar, he said to him, "Akayim bach, I will fulfill by you v'hoyu melochim umnayich. You will just fulfill." It says the pasuk, "Mashiach will come. The kings will serve you and take care of you." Here we happened already by you. You're already way ahead of us. You're living in a world where Mashiach is already here. And therefore, the king just helped you out with the Gartel. Tanhas, we learned there. Koyin, we already had at the end of Pesach Edvin. Koyin or Koyin, talking about here, about clothing. Shalok Abed's boy, he had a wound. Now, we don't want him to walk around in the base of Migdash there with an open cut and all that. So what do we do? Koydech ale gomi. We put him on him, a little piece of rubber, during because we don't want to see his wound exposed. Now this gummy has the ability to be an antidote. Somehow or another, it helps the wound to close. And you're allowed to do this even on Shabbos. And we know that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos or Refuah because but in the Beis HaMikdash, that's what the Mishnah there talks about in the last Pedig over there, that there's no Shavuos in the Beis HaMikdash. On Shabbos, don't do it in Medina because you're not allowed to do any medicine on Shabbos. But if the purpose is to extract blood, in other words, not just to be an antidote or trufa, but you want actually want to stick out blood, and that you now do on Shabbos, is kan v'kan, make a chabola osur. Then even the Beis Midrash is because that's isa d'raisa, because they're making a chabura. So if you're doing it as an antidote, you're allowed to. But if you're doing it to press the blood out, then you're not allowed to. Says Rabbi Yehuda son Rabbi Chiya, lo yishanu, this is only talking about El gomi, just a piece of rubber. I have a tziltel cotton, a little nice material. Have a yitu begotten. If it's a nice material, it's no good because it looks like you're not wearing four clothes anymore. We just learned in the whole Gemara learning you're not allowed to add any more clothes. If you put on a nice little colorful band-aid or something, it looks like a baggy material, then it looks like you're wearing five begotten. You're not allowed to. However, Rabbi Eichner says, no, I disagree. Why? I now wear more than four begadim. Why, Amru Yitir begadim? When do you say now I wear more four begadim, but more begadim? We're in a place where you wear normal clothes. Abu Shalema begadim, let's say on the bottom of his hand, near his palm, where you don't normally wear clothes. Why have a Yitir? Then everyone knows it's not a begad, it's just a band-aid and it's mutter. I, Freddy Gemara. For example, it's on his finger. He had a cut on his finger. That's not, nobody wears clothes on their finger. Yeah, says the Gemara. Why do we allow him to wear it? But Tevugle, you tell me, but then you allow Tevugle, Rosh Chatzitza, Lechoyda, isn't it a Chatzitza having there a band-aid between his beged? What do you have to tell me the problem is? Because he's wearing an extra beged, and you have to answer me it's on his finger. Forget the extra beged. If he puts it on his hand and it's underneath his tunic or something, he has a chatzitza. Why doesn't a kohen wear tefillin? Because it's a chatzitza between his hand and his tunic. I will learn more erich in the beginning there. So why do you have to come up with the story here in Maisiv? Because an extra beged, say chatzitza. Most very interesting thing. But small on the left side. What do you mean small on the left side? So you want to look at Ashi. Bismoil. Left hand is a psul for a kohen. Even though the pasha doesn't say, we're learning this week's pasha all about the psulim. The left hand is a psul of a kohen, and therefore, if he had a chatzitza on the left side, since anyway the left side is not part of the avoida, it's not a problem. The chatzitza is only where there's avoida.
What about the kohen?
He's possible.
It's a mum.
Yeah, it's a mum. Even though they say most presidents of the United States were all left handed. And most leaders are left-handed. Because left-handed is more imagination, a different side of the brain. Nevertheless, there's mitzvahs. When it comes to a coin, it's not what's required. And we'll talk about film later. So anyway, or we can say that, again, it's part of the hand we don't do avoida. For example, on the top of his hand over here is his cut. You don't use this part of the hand for your avoida. You take things, you cup it in your hand. Or inside you pull pails or sprinkle, not the top of your hand. So therefore, we don't bring that up. We talk about extra clothing. And this argues with Rava. Why Rava argues Rabbi Yechon? Rabbi Yechon says, when is a problem of extra begadim only where your clothes are? But if you wear your finger, there's no problem with extra clothing. It's mutter. And Rava argues, If you put a bandit on where you have clothing, even one string, one hair is also a chatzitza shaloi b'makom begadim. If it's not in the place of clothing, sholish al sholish chaytzes. Now we don't mean the word chatzitza because we're not talking about chatzitza. We're talking about extra clothing. Rubber holds that even when you're not wearing clothing around your finger, if it's 3 fingers by 3 fingers, the size of the material you're putting on your hand is 3 fingers by 3 fingers. It's like an extra bag in the puzzles, even though shaloi b'makom begadim. So he argues Rabbi Yechon.
People can see it's not a beggar.
It doesn't matter what people see. The fact is you're wearing an extra clothing. It's a choshevim material, 3 fingers by 3 fingers. And therefore you as a person are wearing now 5 begadim. And I would count that in as a beggar. Even though it's not normally where you wear clothing, but it's a decent size. Pachas mekam, but that's not ain't the chatzitz. So Rashi says that we don't mean the word chatzitz here, we mean the word here of extra beggar. Ad Rabbi Yechon, you're right. Ad Rabbi Yechon and Rava, definitely Rabbi Yechon vadei pliga. And Rabbi Yechon definitely argued, Rabbi Yechon holds on your finger, there's no problem whatsoever, because loy makom begadim is nothing extra. I don't care what size it is. And Rabbi says, see, 3 by 3 is possible. But Rabbi Yehuda, b'rei Rabbi Chiya, mi lema de pligi. And Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Chiya, or Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Chiya, says, if it's a nice beged, it's an extra clothing. Doesn't mean he argues with Rabbi. Maybe Rabbi will agree that, because Rabbi Yehuda Chiya says, if you have a nice material, even on your finger, it's possible. Maybe Rava would agree. Rava, when he says 3 by 3, he's talking about ordinary material, not a nice material. Shiny tzilzil cotton, the chashiv. It is chashiv. So maybe Rava and Rabbi Yehuda agree, and they argue that Rabbi Yechon holds, if it's outside of normal clothing, we don't care. And Rava says, no, if it's outside of normal clothing, Rabbi Yehuda says, outside of normal clothing, if it's a nice piece, it's a beged. And Rava says, if it's 3 by 3, that's one version. Lishlach, another version, I'm going to go through quickly. Another version of the exact same machlekes is that Amri Lam Rav Yehuda b'Rav Chiya, as they say, Rav Yehuda said, Lo Yishanu El Gomi and Rubber, Avol Tzilzul Cotton Chaitzes, but a small little tzilzul is an extra beged. Rav Yechon Amar Yechon says, Rav Yechon changes here. Loi Amru, we don't say Chatzitze Bepachas Mesholosh Mesholosh. We don't say that it's an extra beged if it's less than 3 by 3. El Mokam Begadim. That when do we say less than 3 by 3 is still a problem, only where your clothes are. Aval if it's not where your clothes are, sholish al sholish chaitzes. Those Abchi is saying here what Rava said before. In the first opinion. Pachas mekan it has to be 3 by 3. Anywhere in your body it's an extra clothing. Behind the Rava, Amar Avchiza, this novel that Yehuda the son of Chi is saying what Rava said in the first version. Lema pliga as Abhuda Brabre Rav Chiya. So it comes out that they're arguing in Rebbe Chiya, the first version. So we say, Shaina Tzitzel Katan the Chashiv. No, when it's a nice begging, maybe it's only 3x3, wherever it is, it's possible because it's nice. According to Rabbi Yechon, holds any kind of beggar. I don't care how chashuv it is. If it's on your finger, it doesn't count. So why talk about a gummy? Talk about a tzitzel cotton. Make a bigger chiddush that even a nice beggar is not going to actually beg it. Rabbi Yechon, my idiot gummy, lashmin tzitzel cotton. Talk about a nice little material, and still it's not a problem because it's on your finger. Says the Gemara, Milse Agav Urche Kemashal. The Gemara decided to use this opportunity to teach you something else, and that being form you, the gummy musi. That even gummy is actually an antidote, and it cures your hand. Teacher Zayt Gezach. So if on Shabbos, you have the issues of Shabbos because it's a refuah. See you tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.